Hello, welcome to another episode of Unequivocally Off Task. I'm your host, Mark Wahlberg, and please give a warm welcome to our new co-host, Jennifer Lawrence.
Where in the hell is she? I killed her.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your favorite bacon loving knuckle boy toy DJ's Joan and Cut. And Damien, please introduce yourself, my good friend.
Hi, I'm the guy without the awesome celebrity name. So, I'm Nate.
Oh wait, yes. All right, sorry to actually confuse you. I'm just John, and this is DJ is our new host. I was just kind of being really stupid.
Yes. Sadly, Matt is no longer on the team.
He died in a car accident.
Yeah, but while we, you know, after why did we buried Matt alive? We met the Sneko. And,
wait a minute.
I don't think we actually officially told Matt that he wasn't doing it anymore. I think we
yeah,
just
we,
kind of like,
we haven't been told him yet.
Yeah, we you guys just technically ditched him.
Yeah, we're good friends like that, you know.
Hallelujah. Wasn't it his idea too?
Yeah, but we're back after a
hello back.
Hiatus. I don't know where we were. Probably like drunk and hungover, but you know that's not
I
important.
Was working.
What's important
was,
is that we're here, and we're here to entertain
I was busy making
fucking
music.
Retards that have nothing better to do with your day. And
DJ,
yeah.
Stop interrupting people.
Sorry.
All right, so, yeah, you guys do your thing.
Alright, well, alright, so I was going to talk about my... okay, I'll just bring into the... I'll bring in the topic. So I was at work, and my boss comes over, right? And he's just like... What is he like? Alright, he brings us all in, and I think it's gonna be like a serious huddle, like he's gonna like tell us like we need to like start working harder or something. He's like, guys, this is important, come in here. And like we're all staring at him, he's like, so did you hear about the Sandy Hook thing? It's all a conspiracy now. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, damn Obama hired these people. And he's like a really big guy, that's why he's just like, damn Obama hired these people to kill these little kids so he could advocate his gun control and take guns away from us. It's all over the news. It's all over the internet. You can read about it. I mean, there were all these sites made for these kids a few days before it even happened. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, this is really unprofessional. And then he tells me to look it up. I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't look this up, but I did. And apparently people think that Sandy Hook was a conspiracy. So I guess we're going to talk about conspiracy theories now. We can start with this one if you guys want to chime in.
Yeah, by the way, that sounds like some, like, you know, it's like this, like, my boss calls us all in for a meeting. All right, I got something important to tell all of you. 9/11 was an inside job. It was caused by the Jews to start a war with Al-Qaeda.
That's pretty much, like, that's, like, a perfect, like, that's, what is it? That's, like, almost exact same thing. Like,
yeah, but, yeah, your boss is kind of a fucking... asshole. I hope he doesn't listen to this because you'll be fired. But yeah, he's kind of a fucking idiot. My heart goes out to all those kids that died at Sandy Hook, but for them to be exploited by saying, oh, they were all just paid actors, oh, the parents don't even care, and stupid like conspiracy shit like that just pisses me off. Like,
little
kids died, and all you guys are saying is, oh, it's conspiracy.
Some conspiracy theories, I don't mind. Like, okay, I'm always pro skepticism. Like, I'm all for being a skeptic, but this seems like it would have to be like the most perfect job in the world. Like, you'd have to like tell the person which kids to kill and like stuff. Like, it makes no sense. Did the person memorize all the faces and then they found a guy like insane enough that he'd be willing to just go in there and do that? It seems a little extreme thing for the government to do.
Exactly. It's a bunch of bullshit. Seriously, why does there have to be, like, a conspiracy for everything? Oh, the, you know, assassination of Kennedy, Lincoln.
Yeah, that one
all
was...
that shit has to be, like, controversial with conspiracies. Like, can't we just, like, come to grips that...
Chemtrails.
Something may have happened, like, normally...
Exactly. No, but the thing with conspiracy theories is people just don't want to accept that the world is boring. like chemtrails. And I was driving home from work again, and I was on the radio, and this one radio host, she was actually like ranting about chemtrails. She was saying that they were real. She's like, the government pumps all these chemicals, you know, trying to brainwash us and make us more loyal to their terrible ways. And I was like, you're nuts. Like, who made you a host?
Yeah.
Do people actually believe that? Like, chemtrails? Do you guys actually believe in any conspiracy theories? Like, are there certain ones that you're prone to believe?
I'll let DJ go ahead. You know, I've been talking too much.
Oh, thank you.
Fuck you.
All right, so anyways, yeah, I've had this one conspiracy theory that has been running through my mind as of late, you know, while we were, like, preparing for the show. You know, I was thinking, like, you know, the whole arguments with, like, teenagers and, like, parents, they're just, like, you know, sometimes the teenagers are like, no, I'm not a little kid anymore, and they say the parents, like, okay, but, you know, then a few minutes later, like the teenager doesn't clean the room, and then the parent is all like, no, you're not a little kid anymore, like, what's up with that? Like, when is the cycle ever going to end?
That's not really a conspiracy theory.
It's less of a conspiracy and more of a complaint on life.
What? That was not a conspiracy at all.
just go. You see that door over there? Just go. Come on, let's okay. Bring that back on. No,
wait, oh, wait, DJ, do you know the conspiracy?
Hello?
What? Martin? John Martin? John?
Okay, Damien.
Yeah. I think John just died.
I ain't die.
Oh, well, talk again, I guess.
Yeah, okay. I was about to shout.
You went dead for Damien, like 2 seconds. I was like, what the fuck?
You believe in any conspiracy theories, Damien?
Yeah, I believe, that Kennedy assassination was a little fucked up. Like, it's
Why?
Too
they
good
proved...
to be...
They proved on the History Channel that was definitely possible, the time that he shot the three.
The guy shoots 3 bullets with, like, a possibly broken scope.
They did the exact same scenario, though. They had, like, the same crappy gun, and they had a pro sniper who, just like he was, he was in the army for sniping, wasn't he? In Vietnam? Or not Vietnam?
No, it was,
because that'd be too early. Korea?
Yeah, World War. I think.
I don't know, but, like, they did it, and, like, they were able to get it actually a few milliseconds under the time that actually happened. So it's definitely possible. You can't rule out that it was just Lee Harvey Oswald.
I mean, I'm not out there with conspiracies. Like, for the Kennedy, what everybody says, a lot of weird shit, like, oh, there was, like, 50 guys on the grassy knoll. They all made sure they got, you know, a hit out on a... Kennedy. I'm like, yeah, 50 guys, really, with automatic shotguns.
What gets me is the 9/11, I know it's a touchy subject, but the Pentagon, have you ever watched anything about that?
Like, no.
Okay, so you're dealing with, they say, like, a huge Boeing jetliner crashed into the Pentagon, right? Like, full force. So, one, the hole that's in the Pentagon was, they say, about 1/3 the size of how the width of a Boeing would be, right? This isn't counting the wingspan, just the width of the body, the terrain part. It was only 1/3 the size. Two, when you look at the pictures of after the initial impact that they claim, the hole, it's just a perfect little hole. It looks like a missile had gone through it. Like, not a huge, there's like no wreckage. There's no wreckage at all. You don't see any wings crashing like through this off in the sides of where the initial impact was. It's just that little hole. And there's no way a Boeing fit in there. Third, if it's going at this, I imagine it would have to go a few hundred miles per hour because it's a Boeing diving down. How come it only broke the first layer of the Pentagon? It barely made it through. And it took until like 5 minutes for the few stories above the impact to collapse. No, that would have been a huge fiery explosion. It would have gone through the entire building. And what's the last thing? There was only one spot where there was recordings of the time frame that they claimed the plane came, and it was a nearby gas station. And CIA agents went into that gas station. They took the recording from the owner, and they never released it to the public.
Okay, that's a little, like, you know, shady right there. You gotta admit.
Some people are weird to say that, like, all the 9/11 videos, like, going into the Twin Towers were, like, CGI and they weren't planes. That's a little strange. I can't believe that.
CGI. Tell that to the people at fucking Ground Zero.
Yeah, every single... No, my mom's
that smoke
friend,
that attacked me was fucking CGI, man. I swear.
My mom's friend my mom's friend worked in the World Trade Center. I'm just like, there were planes. It's like, yeah, I saw the planes hit.
Fucking how would you see?
Like
to, what
in every single yeah, in every single amateur video that's out there, like hundreds of them, they put CGI in all of them.
Hey, you guys, you want to know an easy conspiracy theory that's like easy to figure out?
Do you it actually know?
It's another like teenage theory. Thing.
Magician tricks.
Oh, okay, maybe that's a little conspiracy.
I guess.
Alright, what magician trick?
You know, like, you're suddenly holding a toothpick, and you just, like, waving, like twiddling your fingers, like, over the toothpick, and then you suddenly open your hands, and then it's just gone.
Well, I know the answer to that. The guy stuck it up his ass when nobody was looking. It's simple as that.
Speaking of that, how about Obama?
Obama! Yes, our president is being
reinaugurated
again.
We're halfway there, guys. We're halfway there. Finally.
Oh, God. Don't make me make a big Time Rush reference, please.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I guess I'm sure there's plenty of Obama supporters out there, but I'm not one of them. I'm not gonna hide it. I do not like Obama, so this is a happy day for me.
I was all like,
"Are you halfway racist?" No, I'm not racist.
I didn't say you were racist.
No, DJ asked if I was racist.
Oh, DJ.
Just because I don't support his policies, but we're not going to get into politics because no one likes to listen to that.
What's to hear about?
But politics, just saying, but I want to wish Obama good luck on the next 4 years. His reinauguration was today. I didn't get to see the speech because I was at work. But
Obama, please make drugs legal.
Well, not every drug, but
every drug.
No, you can't make every drug legal because the government's job is to protect citizens. And if you're letting heroin go out into the public, then it's not really doing much to preserve our safety and health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What shocked me really about this whole inauguration is like people were fucking focusing all like. Before the inauguration, everyone's like, "Oh my God, look at Michelle's hair!" Oh my,
did you watch it?
See that on the news? Where like, they were all like, you know, coming all over the place about Michelle's like new hairstyle.
I hate that.
Michelle's got a new haircut. And I was just like, "What the?"
Yeah, there's so many important things, and I hate when they focus on the first lady's like hair and like how she reuses dresses. Or like,
yeah, I just hate like,
or like, really, or like where their dog like takes a crap. Like,
this just did. Obama's dog just took a huge shit on the sidewalk.
That's where they're getting to. That like, oh yeah, a few thousand people died over in the Middle East, but
I can imagine like you know Fox News found that story. This just did. A president that doesn't pick up his own dog shit. Do you want this man leading your country, America?
Well, hopefully now that he doesn't have to worry about re-election, something will get done.
Yeah, hopefully.
He won't be as, like, complacent.
Ron Palmy, or what's his name?
Ron Mitt Paul.
Romney. I said
oh, Ron Paul.
Paul Romney. That wasn't too good because like he read me a lot about George Bush and I wasn't really a fan of George.
Really?
Bush.
Wait, like
George Bush, I don't think they were even close.
Like George Bush seemed like some chill guy that at least I could like hang out with and relate to, and like he'd tell some cool stories in some bar. But Mitt Romney seems like. I don't know, he just always had like a
Mitt Romney's the Mormon version of George Bush, let's just say that.
Yeah, Mitt Romney's terrible.
They had different personalities. George Bush had a good personality. He was at least good at heart. Like, Mitt Romney was so fake.
Yeah, you know, like, George Bush was at least like a tiny little teddy bear.
Yeah, no, George Bush had really good intentions. He was a nice guy, and he was real.
George Bush was like, more he was, fun kind
of
guy.
He was real. And
but
you
Romney,
knew.
It's just like, yeah, I'm rich. I don't even
you know. You knew Bush's preferences. You knew what he was going to do, and you knew what he supported and what he didn't. Mitt Romney was like, I never knew what I was going to get out of him. He was probably just going to say whatever would please whoever's going to watch his speech. Like, if he's at, like, what was it? Oh, have you seen the movie The Campaign? And then, like, the guy's going to all the places, and he's like, first he's at, like, a factory, and he's like, factory workers are the backbone of America. Then he's at, like, a law firm, he's like, lawyers are the backbone of America. Then he's at, like, some Filipino carnival, and he's like, Filipino carnival workers are the backbone of America. Like, that's how Mitt Romney was.
I haven't seen the campaign, but, you know, the trailers were awesome. So, you guys want to move on to...
Yeah, sure.
So guys, what do you like to think about tacos?
Dude, they're good.
Fucking love tacos, actually, man. Like, my brother, who's like in the army, visited me like a few days ago, and we went to Taco Bell. They gave us a shit ton of free tacos because he's like, America.
What?
I was like, oh yeah.
No. I actually have like at work today, some girl at my work has never eaten a Taco Bell, so we started like yelling at her, saying how un-American she is.
It's so un-American that you don't eat tacos.
No, Taco Bell, not tacos.
Yeah.
Taco. Oh wait, all right. Do you pronounce it Taco Bell or Taco Bell? Like, you put the emphasis on the talk or the bell? Because like, there's a huge debate there. Taco Bell or Taco Bell?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Say Taco.
I call it Taco Bell.
I call it giving me diarrhea tacos.
Damien, say Taco Bell. Say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
There you go. All right, you DJ, say it.
Taco Bell. All
right, you
see us on the B.
Yeah, you suck, DJ. All right, I'm moving on. Terrible movie. Speaking of terrible movies.
Speaking of movies like The Campaign, let's talk about shitty movies.
Well, we all know that I tend to not like many movies that apparently the general public
loves. He's like Hitler when it comes to movies.
Okay, just hear me out. So I recently saw Django Unchained. Anyone see this?
No, but I've heard some shitty reviews about it.
No, but on Tomatoes at 89%, I'm not going to give away too much story. Like, it's not... It had a good story for a little bit, like, maybe the first two-thirds. But there was really no, like, good protagonist that, like, was really a guy you could get behind. They were all kind of jerks, first of all. Like Jamie Foxx, he's supposed to be the hero in it, but he just ends up killing everyone. Like, it doesn't matter who they are. If they're white, he's just going to kill them.
No. The good protagonist is Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Oh yeah,
he's the nicest guy.
Now. Good guy. He actually, for the most of it, he is the nicest guy in the movie until the very end. What was it?
Does Leonardo DiCaprio say the N-word at all in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I gotta go see this movie. Because every time I see Leonardo DiCaprio, I see him as that good kid or like Romeo from Romeo and Juliet.
No, it's Quentin Tarantino. They say a lot of the N-word too, which I'm not going to say on here.
You know, doesn't know when to stop swearing.
No, this is one thing. Django Unchained would have been a great film if it were directed by any other person. All right, Quentin Tarantino. Pulp Fiction was good. I love Pulp Fiction. It was. If it would have been any like gorier, I probably wouldn't have liked it. But there was a sane level of gore. But as he moved on, Inglourious Basterds. Even Inglourious Basterds I can kind of handle, but this, he adds gore for the sake of adding gore. I don't need to see blood and guts being spilled everywhere. You can imply gore. You don't have to show a guy being like torn to bits by dogs. You can just imply it by like showing the dogs running at him and then like having the sounds and like the facial expressions of the people watching. You don't have to actually show it. And you don't have to show like guys' brain splattering everywhere. Like they would like do it in slow motion. Up close, every bullet that would hit, you'd see like blood splattering everywhere. And it was so. It took away from the film. It just took away from the general quality. If it had been any other director, a quality director, it would have been good. But Quentin Tarantino, like, he needs to be introduced to like an insane asylum. I mean, he needs to be taken to an asylum and checked in and get some help because there's something wrong with that guy's mind.
Yeah, I guess. But I kind of disagree with you because I'm a huge gore hound. I can appreciate good blood and guts, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
especially in horror movies. If I see it's done really well, I'll be like, oh, damn, that was so awesome.
But a horror film, if it's fine, because that's the genre, but not in a Western film where you're trying to actually have a good story with it. Like, horror films, like, the stories aren't really the best, let's just be honest. Like, they're not doing it for the actual plot. They're just doing it to, like, scare the hell out of people. So the gore works perfectly fine. But when you have a big-name film with big-time director Quentin Tarantino, I expect a little classier job done.
You saw Kill Bill, right?
No, I actually haven't.
Oh, you should, because, maybe you might not like it because, you don't like that all that gore. But, like, the final, like, battle in Kill Bill Volume 1 is just intense, man. Like, this chick just goes into a, like, room full of, like, 65 guys with a samurai sword and just fucks them all up. It was awesome.
No, that was Django Unchained, but with a gun. Like, at the end, Jamie Foxx is just, like, it's insane. It's not really real.
I think it was 68. Somebody, comment and say, which one's which. Because either 65 or 68. It can't be 69, because if it was 69, everybody would laugh at Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, everyone laughs at him already. Have you seen him? He looks like a bug.
Yeah, he looks like, that meme of that high guy, that really, really high guy that's like, how are you?
10 guy?
Breakfast.
Yeah, 10 guy.
Quentin Tarantino looks exactly like that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, DJ, do you have any terrible movies that you've seen and just went?
Oh my god, Scream 4.
Really?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, neither have I, but I am a huge Scream 1 fan. Never seen the sequels, though, because I thought they ruined the story for me.
I imagine once you get to 4 with most films, it just kind of loses all purpose.
Yes, and Scream 4 is just, completely predictable, who's going to die and what's going to happen next.
The movies are written by Wes Craven, right?
I haven't seen the first one. I know the plot, but...
Yeah, Wes Craven, right? He's the guy that also did Nightmare on Elm Street.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a horror film person.
Yeah, whatever. Because I've seen... Have you heard of the movie My Soul to Take?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I heard
of that
one.
It was also a film that was made before Scream 4. And it was also written by Wes Craven. And it sucked balls. It had the worst dialogue I've ever seen in an entire film,
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't that the film with, Ryan Higa?
Oh, yeah, I think so. There was an Asian guy there.
Are you sure it's Ryan Higa?
I don't know.
I saw
Tobuscus's little trailer for that, for the friggin' movie's trailer.
White guy sees Diga Higa. He gets blurry.
Yes.
Are you just confusing, Asians? Because I know, for white people, it's kind of easy to confuse.
I hate to get off topic, but My Soul to Take.
What do you mean you hate to get off topic?
Are unequivocally off task. This is our job to get off topic.
Oh, God, I'm just staring at that beautiful Google Earth icon. Movies? What was another terrible movie I've seen?
You say
Fight Club.
Somebody help me strangle this fucker.
Nah.
There was some bad. I don't actually know. I enjoy most films I see. Like, I find some redeeming qualities in most of them.
Yeah.
I watched The Hurt Locker recently, and I don't understand why that won Best Picture. It wasn't that good.
Realistic outlook on war and shit.
What, Hurt Locker? It was about the Iraq War.
I think so.
It has a lot of realism in it. Like,
that's why it won Best Picture, because it's like a realistic telling of the current war we're in.
There's so not a lot of action, but there's a lot of anticipation. Like, the scenes where they're shooting at each other, like, there's not just, like, 12 guys being killed at once. It's, like, maybe four on each side, like, across the desert, and, like, the whole scene takes, like, 20 minutes, like, of them waiting, and it's, I don't know, it wasn't Best Picture quality.
I guess.
Like, I'm going to be angry if Zero Dark Thirty wins Best Picture.
I think it did win a award.
No, the Golden Globes, Argo won Best Drama, and Les Mis won Best Musical or Comedy.
Oh. Yeah. I hate those kind of movies that just glorify the army. I mean, I love the army. I love what they do. They're a bunch of badasses. But I hate those movies because it makes it look like a recruiting video. Like,
well, the Hurt Locker didn't glorify it too much, actually. Like, at the end, like, it showed, like, I don't know, the guy pretty much he couldn't function in the real world, so then he went back for another tour.
Yeah, but yeah, here's like a fun fact about the movie Top Gun. The movie Top Gun's about like this Air Force pilot and shit like that. And
oh, is
in
that
the theater, one? If you walked out, they had booths where you could sign up for the Air Force.
That's sad. That's like, yeah. It's like at my school, they would have booths for the army, and this one kid I was sitting at the same lunch table, he signed up, and I'm like, why'd you sign up? He's like, so I could kill people with guns. That was his reason.
What?
And,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, like, movies I'm talking about, so people don't get confused. Is, like, there's movies like Battle for Los Angeles, which, you know, have our army soldiers, Marines, all, like, buffed up fighting aliens. And that movie seemed, like, totally like a recruitment video. And
it's
also supposed to be called
Aliens. It's pretty unrealistic.
Well, the second movie is a little bit more realistic. The second movie is Act of Valor, which starred actual like on-duty Marines. It had terrible acting. And yeah, pretty much that movie, the main idea of the movie is to show you how awesome the Marines are, America. And
we
yeah.
are the few, mm-hmm. the proud, the Marines. Oh, wait. Is Top Gun the one where they're like, I've got the need for speed? And like Tom Cruise and some other
guy.
Yeah,
it's Tom Cruise. That hot chick is all old as shit now.
That could be a lot of people.
I love how Tom Cruise looks exactly like he did back then.
Yeah, he's.
And everybody else just looks fucking old as shit.
There's a lot of... Well, I mean, he's an actor, so he probably has the money to...
Now, I recently saw, like, the movie Red Dawn, and that movie starred a young Charlie Sheen. I think he was, like, 20 or something in that.
Oh, yeah, Red Dawn.
And he, he looks nothing like...
Isn't that, like, Ashton Kutcher? Because I know that was the only man that could ever replace Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
The fuck what? Are you talking...
You know who looks better in age than he did back then?
What?
John Stamos.
Yeah, never.
That's sexy. Yeah,
I guess.
John Stamos, you never heard of him from Full House? He was Jesse?
No.
Oh, yeah,
I know the name, I just forgot his looks.
I heard of John Stamos.
He is John Stamos.
I'm trying to say something, but yeah, at the same time, I'm not.
What, you gotta say something racist? Like, fucking John Stamos is a Jew.
I lit Full House.
Just go.
Well, we're done anyways. It's been like half an hour.
Well, wait. I still need to say my worst movie, you fuckers. You said like...
Okay, what?
Worst movie! Like? Birdemic! Don't watch it! It has CGI...
We won't.
Birds. It's
we
terrible.
Won't watch it. Don't
Never
worry.
Watch it. Make a sequel. Do not support the sequel. Although the sequel
we
has
won't.
Zombies. It has zombies.
We won't let you down. We won't let you down, Damien. My sister is contacting me on Steam, which is a little weird.
All right. So, yeah. Like, you heard the man, guys. That is it for Unequivocally Off Task this week.
Sayonara, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
But before we go, I want to do a nice little shout-out to my girl. No, like,
yeah, that's not actually true.
Remember how, like, on episode 2, I talked about that podcast, Three Guys, One Cup?
Yeah.
Well, turns out they have made this awesome website called Gigify TV, and now they have a new Kickstarter where they're trying to get funding for that website. Check it out. These guys are, like I said last time, really awesome. They have
put links into the description.
Yeah, they have two podcasts this time. They have this podcast called Science, which where they talk about like sheep's. I mean, no, pigs being. The source of the cure for cancer and shit.
May I give a shout out?
Yeah, you can give a shout out. Yeah, just donate to the Kickstarter page for Geekify TV. That's geekify.tv.
I guess we're all giving shout outs.
Alright, yeah. Go ahead, DJ.
Shout out to Miko Hatane. You are the best singer in the world.
Wait, isn't she a robot?
I'm glad that lagged. Alright.
Oh, and also, I'm sorry for my voice, guys. I did the cinnamon challenge earlier, so my voice is really fucked up.
All right, shout out to, again, to my boy Labby. He visited his chick down in North Carolina and got absolutely no action at all.
Oh, man.
He didn't even kiss. Didn't even kiss.
Didn't even kiss?
No.
I'm going to have a strong, stern talk later.
Alright,
so are you guys want to end this?
Yeah.
Alright, on the count of three. Three, two,
five.
One. Fuck!